From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. This week, we've been bringing you the stories of families on the edge of foreclosure. Hundreds of thousands of people already have lost their homes after falling behind on their mortgage payments. A smaller number of homeowners are able to stay put when they work out a deal with their lender. NPR's Chris Arnold tells us about one family that has succeeded in doing just that.
When we first talked to Jose Pamales last summer, he was getting foreclosure notices in the mail. He and his wife together made about $65,000 a year. Back when they bought their modest ranch house 8 years ago, they could afford it. But along the way, they refinanced into a subprime loan with an interest rate that was adjusting up above 10%, and they couldn't pay that.
This is my home, and I don't really want to allow somebody to just take what we've worked hard for. I mean, it's not the biggest house. It's not maybe the most glamorous house, but it's my home, you know, and this is my son's house.
Pamales' 8-year-old son, Jordan, grew up here.
It has a basketball hoop, and it has a porch, it has a backyard, it has a rock in the backyard. I just like this house.
Now it looks like the family can stay here. Jose Pamales recently negotiated a deal with Chase Home Finance to lower his interest rate to 5% fixed. So things are a lot less gloomy these days. We visited one evening when the family was getting home after work. Jordan was playing basketball on his kid-sized hoop in the basement.
Yeah, go ahead, but you haven't dunked it yet. There you go. Now that's a dunk.
Jose and his wife Diana were getting dinner ready and feeling good.
It's just one of those situations. Now we can come home, we turn the key to the house, we open the door just to see the happiness in my son and my wife's face.
Yeah, it feels very good. Now I can sleep better at night. Every month now, we've been paying on time.
That 5% rate might sound too good to be true, but it actually can make sense for lenders to cut borrowers' deals. Foreclosures cost tens of thousands of dollars, and the houses then sit vacant and can fall into disrepair or get broken into and stripped of appliances. Even the copper pipes can get ripped out and stolen. That's not good for many of the companies and investors that own the loans.
So at Chase, our goal is to keep homeowners in their houses whenever possible.
Tom Kelly is a spokesperson for Chase. He says the company isn't looking to help speculators who bought 5 condos or, say, somebody without a decent job who bought a $500,000 home.
If there literally is just not the income to handle the house, it doesn't do us or them any good to string it along.
But Jose Pamales had a good income. He'd borrowed to make some small home improvements. He put in replacement windows. But he still only owed about $290,000. Pamales got help negotiating with Chase from a nonprofit housing group, the Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America. At first, Chase offered to lower his rate down from 10 to around 7%, but his housing counselor advised him not to take that.
We went through the workshops, put in all our numbers together to do a budget, and come to find out that 5% would have been what we needed to be at in order to stay in our home and making our mortgage payment.
So Pamales pushed back and got his 5% rate. Now, there are plenty of people who pay their mortgage on time who don't like the idea of homeowners who made mistakes and got into risky adjustable loans now getting special deals. Pamales thinks, though, they don't really understand how much sleazy and deceptive lending was going on out there.
They can make their own opinion of what could be going on, but until it happens to them or until it happens to a friend or family members that their home is being foreclosed, then they can really understand what exactly is going on.
Pamales originally got his loan from the subprime lender New Century, which then sold it. He says the loan officers there lied to him. They said the rate would never go up and promised they would refinance him into a better loan soon. That never happened, and his rate flew up above 10%.
They knew that in a couple of years it was just going to blow up, and we got left with, you know, holding the bag.
But now the Pamales family is finally out of that bad loan, and 8-year-old Jordan's getting used to the idea that he's not going to have to move after all.
I just like this house. I just want to keep it. I just want to have a happy life for my turtle and my dogs.
Your turtle and your dogs?
Yeah, my turtle's in my room.
A lot of borrowers aren't so lucky. A report out this week by state regulators tracked 133,000 foreclosures completed in January alone. The regulators say the mortgage industry is overwhelmed with the sheer number of people who need to renegotiate, and most are still falling through the cracks. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.